Do you spend time with your family?
Are you talking to me, or is this part of your
intro? Yeah. Answer the question.
Yes, I spend time with my family.
Because a man who doesn't spend time with his family can never be a real man.
Are we really doing this right now?
Yeah. It's a quote. Where's it from?
Joey?
No clue.
The Godfather. I brought a Godfather quote for the boss man, Tony.
I can't take you seriously. I don't know. We might need to stop doing this.
That was the worst Italian accent I've ever seen. I thought you were from Ireland or Scotland. Some confused British guy that didn't know what he was saying.
Yeah, I don't have good accents. I tried to find a quote that I could easily remember and somewhat noticeable and that I would butcher completely, but it fell flat. So,
Joey, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's an honor to be here. The first thing I wanted to say before, you know, we get to it is I do have to thank Brian for me enjoying fantasy football.
Ooh.
I remember, what was it, 15, 16 years ago when you had the idea of us, you know, getting together and having
you don't remember correctly. It was not Brian's idea. So, wrong.
Oh, I always thought it was Brian's idea.
I think that you just
Brian.
You just learned it all from me. You learned how to enjoy it from me.
We must give you a history lesson right now, because it was actually my idea that I brought to Turbin to run the league. If you remember all the way back, Turbin was the first commissioner when we were in Yahoo. And that's because I had done it a year before with my college friends. Turbin was our first commissioner.
Okay. So, I'm thanking the wrong guy. Thank you, Aaron.
You are very welcome.
Do you want to thank me for something else, though?
Yeah, I can thank you for giving me competition, because it seems like you know, you're the only one in this league that does.
Ooh, all right. Backslam at me, I get it. But you can thank Plotkin for the podcast. This is all Plotkin for sure.
Yeah, it's been helping kill an hour of my 20 hours of commute a week. So thank you.
Yeah. So are you a regular listener now?
I am now.
Are you gonna listen to yourself?
I don't know. I think I have a terrible voice, so I might not listen to this one. But future ones, I will.
I'll tell you this. I used to hate listening to my voice, but I've listened to every podcast we ever recorded, and you get used to it.
I stopped listening to it because I'm partaking in it right now, so I know everything that's being said.
Yeah, fair enough.
So I never figured to myself be annoying, but I'm sure if I heard myself, then I'm like, oh, that's why everybody thinks you're annoying. So maybe I won't. That's why I won't listen.
I don't think anyone has ever called you annoying, Joey. So we've got another female listener rudely interrupting us.
What's the chatter? What's happening?
I don't know. What's happening? What are you guys talking about? Halloween?
What's the word?
Halloween decorations. We are now on the fence of trick or treating. That's the, I think, the discussion of the night. Kids don't know any better. I don't know. Charlotte will just complain about how cold it is anyway. So. All right, let's get to what people are listening to. Why are they here?
You guys really didn't like my. You didn't appreciate me bringing a little. Boss Tony quote to this? No, nothing. Just
you wanted to do take two, Aaron. We could try that again.
No, I don't. That's not gonna be better. I've had more scotch since that time. It ain't gonna be better. I'll guarantee.
Oh, it's scotch time.
Yeah, you know, after last week's podcast, you know, Ross got me thinking about scotch. I've actually had a little bit of scotch every night this week. It's pretty enjoyable.
Do you have any orange juice in there?
No, I don't have any orange juice.
Did you try it at all? If you had every day this week?
I don't have orange juice in the house, so I can't even. I can't even do it.
Wow.
We don't have orange juice.
Anti-orange juice, huh?
It's not like anti-orange juice, but, you know, it's like it's a lot of extra sugar in the morning that's not needed. So why tempt myself?
I would have known that, Aaron. I would have made a Manhattan before this. You failed.
What do you mean I failed? You, if you don't know to bring your own drink to a podcast, you failed.
Well, this, as you know, I'm a newbie, so.
I mean, how do you think that I get to be so hilarious as the episode goes on? You think that's my creativity? No, it's the alcohol coming through.
Well, okay. I'm taking notes. I'm learning.
There you go. Well, go pour yourself a drink.
Yeah.
All right. Joey.
Good.
Yes.
How's it feel to be defending champ?
Oh, it always feels good to be the defending champ.
I got some trivia for you guys.
Ooh, I love when Bakken brings the stats.
Only one person has been to back-to-back championship games. Any guesses?
Wait, can I ask a follow-up question?
Sure.
Actually, no, I know the answer. They haven't had no one. We've never had a back-to-back winner. Yeah. So, ooh, it's a tough one.
Joey,
Costa?
Nope, not Costa.
I am going to. I believe it. They won one year and they lost another year.
That's correct.
We just established that.
No, some they could have lost twice back to back.
Fair enough. I'm going to take a stab and saying they're not on the pod right now.
They're not on the pod.
Okay. So based off that information, I'm going to guess Josh.
Nope. Sneak Dicks. Meetle did it in 2017 and 2018.
Yep, that's really my second guess.
So.
Wow.
Yeah, I thought that was kind of interesting because outside of that, he's never been there and usually isn't a contender, but good for him.
Wait, 2017? Damn.
He lost to Daniel and then he beat Costa the next year.
Wow. All right. All right. That is, dude, how do you find this shit, man? That's impressive.
This is on your favorite world website in the whole entire world.
Oh, I know, but you have to go look at you. I mean, you have to think of the questions that you're looking up. So it's a good.
Well, I we are in the two people on the show. You two guys have a chance at both being in the championship game 2 years in a row. So I looked at if that had happened.
Interesting.
You guys, both sitting in first place.
In my favor this year, then, huh?
What's that?
Odds are not in our favor this year.
I mean, you guys are both looking pretty close. I mean, pretty good chance, you guys. If you guys get that bye, you're just one win away from doing it.
Yeah. Coming from someone who has never won the championship, the odds have never been in my favor. So.
Well, I think, Aaron, if you make it there, you're 100% losing both times. Joey, on the other hand, I can see him being first back-to-back champion.
Oh, yeah. I'm destined not to win it, so it's okay.
Always the bride, mate.
That's fine. I've accepted it. I have the podcast now, so it's okay.
Oh, do you?
Yes.
I would need some luck on my team this year unless I'm able to make a move.
I mean, as far as winning it or as far as getting there? Because I feel like you have the easiest path.
Yeah, getting there. I'm talking about winning. So everything would have to line up in week 16. So
I don't know. Every game, every week is an individual week, and anything can happen any week because of how unstable this whole situation is. So I don't think anything is out of the question.
You got it. So what do you guys want to talk about?
Let's go through our regular spiel, and then we got Tony's questions. So let's review real quick from last week.
Let's not put everyone through the torture of our regular spiel. Let's get right to Joey's question. Let's switch it up this week.
All right, let's do that.
Joey, we got questions?
Aaron and I had a conversation earlier this week, and you know, I was just thinking about the pod and some fun content that we can. That you guys can talk about, where we haven't really gone into strategies and, you know, I think the listeners might want to be educated a little bit. So that's where I came up with a couple topics that I brought up to Aaron, and he then said, oh, you should come on the pod and we'll talk about it. So here I am.
All right.
What's the first question?
you can choose what. Yeah, I gave him about three or four topics. So, Aaron, you got to pick what topic you'd like to talk about.
All right. So let's go with the first one we talked about. And Weitzman was talking about. Hold on. What was the first one we talked about? I forgot already. I have to go back to our text.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing right now, too.
All right, this is what it was. Weitzman, this all came about because Weitzman, is it all right if I divulge a little bit of our conversation, or is that giving too much information?
Can go for it. I don't care.
Okay, all right. So we were talking, and Weitzman was talking about how he felt his team had a pretty high floor but a low ceiling, and there was no like player on his team that was going to break out and get you the 30-40 point game, and he felt like that was at a disadvantage. And so he was talking about, you know, is there beneficial to maybe go after stacking a team, having a stack on your team, a stack being a same quarterback and receiver on a team, so that if you know, let's say the receiver goes off, the quarterback is going off, and you have the potential for a huge week that week. And also not having the same running back and receiver on the team, because the likelihood of both of them going off are pretty low, versus the situation that Weitzman's currently in, where he has a very diverse lineup, but not one single player that's going to, you know, give you a huge week.
So the question is?
Stacking versus not stacking.
I don't know. I've had lineups in the past where I have stacked not intentionally, but ended up with, you know, a hot quarterback, and then I already had the wide receiver or whatnot. And the way I look at it is, if you have a player that's going to, you know, be the top wide receiver, and he's you shouldn't look at it like a strategy of doing it that way. You just want to get the best guys in your lineup. I didn't really answer the question, but like, I don't have a one way where a theory where I don't stack or that I have to stack. And I'm looking at Joey's team, and it kind of scares me because he's got Kamara, who guy can score 40 points. He has in the past. Galladay, Deontay Johnson's coming on as the new Juju. Robert Wood, all those guys can all go off. I don't know what his concern is, but yeah, I don't know. I didn't really answer the question. I guess I can give you an opinion on an example in the past where I had, I think it was when Peyton Manning was on the Broncos, and it was Emmanuel Sanders and Demaryius Thomas. And I had both of them, and I didn't want both of them because they were on the same team, and you had that same theory of, like, they can't both go off. And even, like, Mike Evans and Chris Godwin last year, they were both top five, was it? Five, six? Top five, six wide receivers. And then you're also putting yourself in a situation where if they have a good matchup, they're both going to go off, you know, get the targets that they, you know, and the yardage they need. So I don't know. I don't really have that as a strategy. I don't also don't like make it so that I'm not putting myself in a situation. I don't know if that makes any sense, but
it does. Aaron. So a couple things that you brought up that I'll speak about. One, you know, when you mentioned, you know, that specific situation of Denver with Peyton and Demaryius and Emmanuel Sanders, I think those situations are few and far between where you can have a quarterback and you can have two receivers that are really bringing home the points. I can think of only a couple off the top of my head. If you go back to Peyton Manning from his 50 or his before when he was with the Colts, you had Marvin Harrison, Brandon Stokley, and Reggie Wayne all 1,000 yards, multiple touchdowns. That was the first year I played fantasy. I had Marvin Harrison, Brandon Stokley, and that worked out well. I thought so highly of Brandon Stokley, I drafted him again next year, and he was useless. There's not many times where you can have people like that producing week in and week out. Me personally, from a stacking standpoint, I don't tend to target it because it puts too many eggs in one basket. The only reason I would target it is if you have a pretty solid quarterback and a top receiver on that team who's going to command majority of the target share. And so if you were to do it, the only way I would go about it for this year, if I would put this year as an example, is I would stack Aaron Rodgers, Devontae Adams, you know, another one, but not this year because they're, you know, he's not playing that much and the quarterback has regressed, but like Michael Thomas and Drew Brees. But beyond that, I can't think of a quarterback and receiver that I want to have on my team because, like I had mentioned before, you're putting, I think that if that quarterback doesn't produce, you're putting yourself at a huge disadvantage. Also, I personally like the approach of having more diversity because then you have the ability for one person to go off independent of somebody else. And I think that the key to winning in fantasy football, which you probably shouldn't take from me because I haven't won here, but is minimizing risk. And you minimize risk by diversifying as much as possible. So I personally am not in favor of stacking. I'm in favor of getting the best people possible and hoping that somebody goes off.
I can see another reason thing I can see why you brought this up, Joey, was because you do daily DraftKings, and that's a strategy to win in tournaments and stuff. But I don't think that translates as much to weekly and season long. But I am. Come to think of it, I was in a situation this year where I had McCaffrey number one and I didn't prepare that much or that well for this draft. And I ended up taking DJ Moore, who was on the same team as McCaffrey, and immediately regretted it. But he was on my top wide receiver at the time. So it goes back to it. Like he's still a top wide receiver. I'm not going to not take him and put someone at a lesser that I think is going to have a worse year because they're on the same team. So
that now that you speak of that, that's what sort of brought this subject up because I was talking to Aaron. I was contemplating offering you a trade. I'm not going to offer it because I don't think it would benefit me as much as it would, as much as I first thought it would.
For what it's worth, Weitzman, I don't think the trade would have benefited you at all. So
yeah,
that's my two cents.
Well, thanks, Aaron, for blocking me.
I know. I did not say that. I did not. Hey, Weitzman, did I give you any opinion when I talked to you?
Oh, and I already told Aaron when we had the discussion that I was going to back out of it.
Yeah, I offered no opinion about the subject, about anything when we talked before. So don't worry about that.
Okay. I take back what I said about you, Aaron. Joy, what was the trade?
So I was a little bitter at Robert Woods after his debacle against the Bears this past Monday.
Which I called, just so you know.
Yeah, you did. And should have listened to you. Deontay Johnson would have won me the week. So I have not been making the best moves this year.
So, no, tell Plotkin what your trade offer was going to be.
Right. So I was going to give you the choice of either Woods and Deontay or Deontay Johnson for more. So normally you would, you know, nobody really trades a receiver for a receiver, but the way I was thinking is it might benefit both of us because now I would have my stack with Bridgewater and Moore, and then it would take away, you know, your bad stack of McCaffrey and Moore.
Yeah, I mean, if you would have came to me with that explanation, I don't know. I wouldn't have made that strategy doesn't make any sense to me. I think you're too stuck in your daily DFS than season long. I get where Aaron says that wouldn't help you because Moore is definitely not producing at where he was drafted. And I mean, Deontay Johnson's been a steal, and Woods he had a bad game against him. I mean, he's still, you know, I guess those guys are kind of.
I would personally want Woods over DJ Moore.
That's yeah,
my opinion. I would.
Yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't, like I said, like I never make it a strategy, and it seems like you're trying to make it a strategy, and that's kind of where I stand on it.
Yeah.
If it happens, it's great. If you have a stack and they have a great matchup, especially in the playoffs, like maybe you ride it out until then, and then you know that like week 14 and 15, they have like cupcake matchups and they should have huge weeks, then of course you would do it.
Right. Yeah. That's why I looked at the playoffs and it didn't look like the best.
So I think you're also getting caught. And I think I alluded to this before too, when we talked on the phone before, Weitzman, is that, you know, daily and stacking is a week to week thing where in a fantasy league, it's a whole season. So one stack can work out for you one week, but you might not want that stack the rest of the season, you know, like, you know, as I alluded to before, like, you know, DJ Moore and Teddy Bridgewater doesn't seem like a great stack to me, except for, you know, maybe tonight against the Falcons.
The last couple weeks, and maybe tonight, he's got one target for zero catches.
Okay, so yeah, I mean, but that's my point. Like, I feel like there's very few teams where you have someone who's going to week in and week out produce for you at a high level at receiver.
And I thought, since I listened to the podcast from last week with Mr. Rossett, who needs a running back, what about this proposal to him? So he could have one of my running backs not named Kamara for Julio Jones.
Why would he do that, Joey?
Because how
did you win this league four times?
You tell me.
I don't know. You sound like – I sound like I'm talking to someone that's playing for the first time.
I mean, he's not going to trade Julio Jones for one of your running backs. I'm looking at your running backs right now. Like, that's just not going to happen.
Well, I'll give him the Mixon-Bernard combo. He did try to offer me Cooper for Mixon. I was driving, so I didn't have enough time to counter that one.
I mean, I think if you offer, you'd have to sweeten the deal a little bit if you wanted Julio Jones. If you would have traded for Julio Jones a couple weeks ago, that might have happened, but not after last week and after what he's producing right today. I don't think that's going to happen.
Nice letting him go.
So.
All right. Well, that was a fun topic. More Joey's fantasy thoughts.
No, let's do one more. I think Weitzman another question.
Let's do another one.
Sorry. Weitzman another one that was a very good topic that is more, I think, definitely relevant as far as decision making that I don't necessarily pay attention to as much, but Weitzman seems to really dig down deep is, you know. Trying to figure out opportunities, especially in regards to running back. So the decision being, you have a lead running back who's going to probably touch the ball 15 to 20 times going up against a stout defense, let's say the Ravens or the Steelers, versus a running back who's in a timeshare that's, you know, somewhere in the range of 7 to 12 touches. Going up against and I'm going to steal this from Weitzman because I think it's hilarious. So I give Weitzman 100% credit for this, going up against the Dallas Carnivals. who do you play in that, you know,
Aaron,
in that
decision making? You forgot the Dallas Fantasy Carnival.
Sorry, Dallas Fantasy Carnival. Sorry, I misquoted.
So is this a specific to your decision making from last week, Joey?
No, I just think it's, you know, decisions that if you have a deeper team that you have to make every week.
I try not to put myself in a situation where I got to make decisions like that. Like, I have a running back that's my RB1. You know, this year it would have been McCaffrey, that I'm starting him every week. I gave Mark Ingram a pretty long leash, and he was he's my RB2 unless, you know, Even in his situation, which was a timeshare, I gave him the benefit of doubt. But like, I don't know, I kind of have a plan from the beginning of the season that these are my running backs, is if they're healthy, they're going to get started. Unless it's like a really, really bad matchup going against one of the best run defenses, and then I would go into a timeshare. But I don't know. Aaron, thoughts?
Yeah,
I wish I had a heads up on what these conversations were, because I feel like I'm just thinking on the spot, and after you guys talk, I can kind of come up with a better answer. But
whatever, dude. It's all spur of the moment. Anyway, my philosophy is I always start my studs, because you never, like, there's studs in fantasy for a reason. You know, so if I had,
I think the question though, is that you don't have studs.
No. But I'm just saying. But you're talking about. But fine, extrapolating from that, if you have a top 10, top 12 running back who's getting majority of the carries, I'm starting that running back no matter who they are playing against. If I have a running back who's getting majority of the carries, I'm probably going to play them because they have more opportunity to produce. If you're trying to play the matchups, it doesn't work out that way all the time. And then I always think about, what am I going to be more pissed at myself for? sitting a guy who's going to touch the ball 20 times, who happens to do well against a great defense, or sitting a guy who just happens to go off because he got a lucky play against a terrible defense. I'm going to be pissed if I sit that guy that I've been playing week in and week out that I decided to fade because of the matchup. Yeah. So I'm sticking with the people who are going to touch the ball the most. As we've seen in especially in football every year, things never go as predicted. How many times do we see a point spread of 12, 14 points and that team slides by? It happened last week with Buffalo against the Jets. It happens all the time. There was that game that last year, 2 years ago, Minnesota was favored by like 20 points against Buffalo. It was the biggest spread of the season and they lost. So you're expecting things to go exactly as it is written on paper. And that is rarely the case when it comes down to football, and even rarer when it comes down to fantasy. So I always play the person who has more opportunity. That's my thought process.
Yeah, I agree. But I kind of go into it like I said, right, Christian McCaffrey is going to be in my lineup every week, no matter what. And then, my RB2 is going to be until something changes, I was going to start him. And now, halfway through the season, it's Gaskins now. He's getting the volume, so he's going to get the opportunities. He's going to be in my lineup. An example, my league is just falling apart, and I'm just picking up Aaron, you played Scott from Philadelphia last week, and you, Gio, it's the same situation. They're not stud running backs, but they're getting the volume. You just want
exactly.
to get the volume.
Yeah, exactly.
I think volume, if you can predict the guy's volume, is more important than the matchup.
I agree. I mean, yeah. I had that exact situation when you think about it. Like, I picked up Boston Scott, who was going to be the starting running back going against the Giants, versus Zach Moss, who was starting to increase his work going against the Jets. And I chose Boston Scott. So, yeah. Does that help you, Weitzman?
I can't believe we're giving this guy, help.
It's not giving help that much. I mean, Weitzman knows what he's doing.
Yeah. Well...
Does he though?
I do.
I know.
He does. He does. I think Weitzman's overthinking stuff. When Weitzman and I are talking, he's looking at, if you look at the power ranking graph, you can look at points scored versus points possible. And Weitzman was pointing out that his points possible is a lot higher than what his points are because he's picking wrong. But that's part of fantasy football, unfortunately.
Wait, are you talking about what the website, our website projects?
No. I'm talking about if you look at what your points possible scored is.
Oh, gotcha.
Like if you pick the highest scoring people on your team every time, what your overall points would be. And Weitzman, I've been there before. I can recall in another league, I think I had this was way back. This is when Alshon Jeffrey was first started playing for the Bears. Keenan Allen, and I was deciding between both of them every week because I had other good receivers, and I picked wrong every single week, no matter what. It's a frustrating situation to be in.
It's less frustrating if you have a strategy and you just stick to it, because then it's like, okay, I'm going to do this every time. And if it's wrong, it's wrong. But if you start changing it up and be like, all right, this week I'm going to – because I got burned last week. I'm going to change up this week. And then you get burned again, and that, you don't want to do that.
Yeah, you start chasing points, and that's why, I'm with Plotkin when, you come into the draft with a plan as far as, you want to pick a solid core of starting players, and you hope that that's going to be your starting players for the season. Obviously, things change, but
sometimes it's a good thing that when you guys are drafted, they don't pan out, because then you can play the waiver wire. Because there's always guys on the waiver wire that
of course.
I've had seasons where my team was so stacked that I didn't make any moves, and then everyone started having injuries and having bad matchups, and my team just fizzled out. But if I seasons where the year that I beat you, Aaron, and I picked up a tight end because my tight end got hurt, yada yada yada, you can't win the league with the draft and have that strategy. You have to be,
I'll never forget it. Jordan Reed, the one season he decided to finish had to be the year that I played you in the finals.
Guys, I should check my app more often, but looks like at 10:15 this morning, Jeff Fawcett offered me Julio Jones for Joe Mixon.
Wow. Do it.
Well, the game's happening already.
Oh, so you do it next week.
Wow. Wow. You don't have email alerts set up?
No.
Well, that's on you, buddy.
Yeah.
Now, we won't dive too much more into it.
All right. Is that all the other? Is there anything else that you want to discuss?
Weitzman, anything else?
Subject I had, Aaron.
What's that?
A lot of things to discuss in terms of strategy. It's fun.
You're gonna make me check it. All right.
Yeah. I mean, also, you know, with us with having a flex, you prefer a running back or wide receiver, or how do you make that decision? Especially if you're, you know,
whoever score the most points, if it's the running back or wide receiver.
What if they're all predicted about even?
I guess whoever is gonna have the most volume. I mean, is it someone that needs to catch a long touchdown pass for them to hit off versus a running back that's going to get 10 to 15 touches? Probably the running back.
I go wide receiver. Straight up, it's PPR. So, right.
I wouldn't be able to running back that's in the passing game.
Maybe, but I think that you have a chance. I think that all things being equal, if you're coming down to your flex position, You're looking at an RB, you know, an RB that's ranked in 25 to 30. You're looking at a few carries, maybe some catches versus I think it's a lot easier for wide receivers to get to a certain point threshold than running backs. And yeah. So I err on the side of wide receiver unless my wide receivers are complete shit.
Yeah. I mean, if I look back at it, I probably start wide receivers more often than running backs. But if you had three startable running backs that are going to get more touches than the wide receiver, I would, you know, it doesn't happen too often.
But that's few and far between. I mean,
that's why we were talking so highly of Fred's team.
Exactly. Exactly.
He had like, those three running backs that were going to be getting more than 15 touches a week.
Yeah. Weitzman, you potentially have that opportunity, but Montgomery's not producing. But I think it's very rare that a team can have three, you know, solid running backs who have a high floor because so many teams are in a timeshare, and the only way for a running back in a timeshare to really produce value is if they're the ones catching a bunch of balls each game, which doesn't happen a lot because those timeshares are usually in teams that are terrible or someone you know is going to score a touchdown, which is, as we know, hard to predict.
Yeah, I think there's a few running backs that are like running back slash wide receiver, like Kamara, Kareem Hunt. Like those guys that are
Bridgewater just got knocked out of the game.
Who did?
Bridgewater.
Oh, yeah, great.
Hit in the head.
DJ Moore is going to have a goose egg.
Is Todd Gurley knocked out of the game too?
He got pulled out of the game.
He got pulled out of the game?
He just sucks. He's old.
Oh, okay.
He might be having his knee problem. He wasn't injured. He's just – and Ridley got hurt today too.
Oh wow, it's just dropping like flies. Yeah,
that's more luck for you, Joey.
I'm not playing Grant this week.
I know, but like long term, if something's wrong with Ridley, Grant's not gonna make an adjustment to
it. Grant
has made adjustments this year. Like he if you look at his fantasy or his blind bid amount, it's not that high up. He's made moves.
He made one move to pick up Benny Snell.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah.
Oh, all right, well. Then he drafted well, or auto-drafted well.
he's spent some of his money, I think.
I think he's made a couple moves. Regardless, him losing one of his top wide receivers is good for you, if it's a serious injury.
Yeah, fair enough.
I'd rather see him lose Adams.
Oh, now you're getting greedy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had. Yeah. Any other topics you wanted to discuss, Joey?
No, right now we're good. You guys can get on with the regular show.
The regular season program.
Okay. Who'd you play this week, Aaron?
Oh, I just Myers.
And you won. Myers got screwed, huh? No, not Myers.
No, Myers didn't get screwed. Myers blew up with Tom Brady was scoring a touchdown left and right. I was getting scared.
I want to look at your schedule here because I think that was the highest point total you had against you all season.
Yeah, it is by far.
That's ridiculous. And this is like one of the highest scoring seasons, and you're like, no one can break 130 versus you, and you're getting scared.
I was getting scared because this was before the Sunday night game and before my Kyler Murray went. So, yeah, I was getting scared.
Joey, who'd you play?
I played Grant.
Oh, that was the big showdown.
Yeah.
Grant was 2 weeks in a row with having one of his studs not play.
Yeah, he beat me with 9 players.
Well, when you have someone go off for 190 yards and 2 touchdowns, it's hard to come back from that. I mean, it's massive.
I beat Fred, and Fred was predicted to have the least amount of points, and he did not.
I was wrong.
Yeah, good old Turb.
That honor went to Turb, who just, oh my God. I mean, that's just a lot of bad luck there. I mean, I mean, to spend all that money on Jerick McKinnon and then he gets like minus 0.1 points. I mean, that's just sucks.
I knew he wasn't going to be a part of it. I dropped him the week before this game started. So I didn't know Raheem was going to be hurt. And if I kept him on my roster, I probably would not have started him.
That's good. The 49ers backfield is one to avoid. Like whoever you choose is not going to be the one who scores all the points. That's just how it's going to be.
I think that one's a little bit more predictable than Belichick. I'll tell you that much.
That's not saying much.
yeah, because Belichick's is not predictable.
Are you telling me that you would have played Jeff Wilson this week?
If I had all of them on my roster, then I would put him in front of.
That's not what I asked. I'm saying, would you have picked? You could have. Anyone could have picked up Jeff Wilson and played him. Nobody did, is what I'm saying.
That's true.
I'm not saying you have to choose which 49er running back to play with. No, no, no. You have to choose if you want to play a 49er running back. That's the question. And the answer is nobody did, because Jeff Wilson was on the waiver wire and still is, because now he's hurt. So. Yeah. I think it's a complete situation to avoid because you don't know who's going to get the ball. I had a piece of it last year with Tevin Coleman. It's a disaster. It's a headache. I mean, you realize that Kyle Shanahan learned all this from Mike Shanahan, right?
How would you think?
You know that Mike Shanahan was notorious for like having running backs just like rotate in and out and never knowing who was going to, you know, be the bell cow for the game. So
let's talk about Gronk. He's like the top tight end the last 3 weeks since we've been giving Josh shit. Josh's team is on a tear.
I know. I think there's a good chance that, like, you know, they just remember Gronk's coming out of retirement. Brady's on a new team. They needed, you know, people were saying the first 4 weeks are going to be like a preseason for some teams. And that, well, hold on 1 second. We have a guest. What's up? So, go on without me for a second.
I think that was Navia. Hi, Navia. She's probably getting me.
What time's Navia's bedtime, Aaron? It's 9:40.
She obviously got out of bed and came looking for him. Joey, what are you looking at right now?
I'm watching the game.
Okay, so you don't have any of the scores from last week in front of you?
I can pull it up real quick.
No, don't worry about it. Who did you pick up this week? When Aaron gets back, we'll tell him we just finished up on that. No one's even paying attention.
I picked up a kicker. I needed a kicker.
Right, you have 2 kickers on your roster, huh?
Yeah.
You didn't make any bids for anybody?
No, I mean, my team's, I don't really need anybody.
You definitely need a second kicker, though.
Huh?
You definitely needed a second kicker.
Yeah, I didn't want to drop Arizona's kicker.
You didn't have any. And who? Let's look at your roster. Right, whatever.
Yeah, who?
What's that?
All my guys are starters. I can't drop anybody.
I mean, yeah, I don't. That's fine. You keep that up. What do you think of Jarvis Landry's role now that Odell Beckham is gone?
I think you made a good bid. I'm surprised you got him at that height. But I don't know who. But the my other opinion is this year receivers are a dime a dozen. But, I mean, I think Landry's going to give you a solid floor. I just don't know if he's got those 20, 25-point ceiling games in him.
Bassinger's active, took Ayuk since Debo Sanders Samuels is out. What do you think about that?
Ayuk is more he's played the gadget role, so he hasn't proved himself as far as being the number one, which he's going to have to be with everybody injured. So, I mean, if Bassinger needs a receiver, it's definitely worth a stab. But I think it's just going to be more, more joy for Kittle now.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping. And that's why I didn't really go after him. I had him at one point, and then I going back to your theory of, two players, not quarterback, wide receiver is not a good idea. And I had that. I had him on my roster, and I said I didn't want to deal with it. AJ Green was picked up.
Yeah, I mean, AJ Green's been getting a ton of targets. I mean, if you're getting the opportunities, then you're giving yourself a chance. Cincinnati, with Mixon, he's probably going to be out again. So they're going to have to throw the ball because Bernard can't run between the tackles. So I think it's a good play. The only thing is, I don't know if Cincinnati's going to be in one of the bad weather games this weekend because of the hurricane. Because I think 3 or 4 of the games are going to be in 25-mile-plus winds.
Yeah, I saw that.
So it's going to, be careful of the receivers and quarterbacks you play this week, guys.
I mean, be careful. You're going to start them no matter what. Just don't overthink it.
I guess that's going to be another topic. Do you sit people because of weather?
If they're playing a hurricane, yes. But if it's normal, like I think Cleveland's one of those games that's going to be windy. But that's not because of hurricanes. It's just because these guys are professional athletes. Like, I don't think
I saw that today, and that's so I initially picked up the the Raiders kicker, but I saw that what Cleveland's weather is going to be like, so I dropped him and picked up somebody that's going to be kicking in the dome.
Gotcha. I mean, kicking is probably more than wide receiver. I would be more concerned about that. Yeah, the Titans game's probably going to be in the windy one, huh? Damn you, Joey. I hate you.
Just put more decisions in your head now.
No, I mean, I'm not going to change my mind. It is what it is. It's a fucking kicker. We shouldn't even have him in our league.
Got to put that up to a vote.
We have voted on it, and people don't agree with me. And then what other players were picked up? Maybe we could just tell them we're done.
Who else got picked up? Oh, Costa picked up the third string quarterback for Dallas, who's going to be starting this week, Ben DiNucci.
Oh, Gucci DiNucci?
Yeah, since he's playing me, he's probably going to throw for 300 yards and 4 touchdowns.
I don't know. Yeah, I'm afraid CeeDee Lamb's lost all his value too.
Jared's making a move, picking up Christian Kirk for his 3 or 4 targets for 80 yards and a touchdown.
Anything that Turbin touches turns to shit. So,
Aaron's taking his chance with the crappy New York Giants picking up Sterling Shepard. Good luck.
Yeah, we'll have to ask him about that when he gets back. Aaron, you there?
I'm back.
Oh, you're back. All right. Well, we wrapped it up. We did the next preview for the next week, and we talked about transactions. So
sweet. So then we can just do Dr. Dance's fantasy prognosis.
Oh my god, this is never gonna end. These episodes are too long.
Dude, you're not cutting me out of this because I fucking killed it last week with my predictions.
All right. We're gonna do one more thing about transactions. We want to know about your thoughts of Sterling Shepard.
I think that he's probably going to be the top receiver on the team. And if I remember correctly, I think I looked at his lineup in the playoffs and he goes against most of the NFC East. So I thought, all right, he's a decent schedule going forward. His playoff isn't that good. So, I mean, I'm in desperate need of a third wide receiver. So
So Joey, I made a comment to you about you know, sticking with your guys that you drafted with and not adjusting during the season. You made a comment you didn't pick anyone up because they're all starters. But moves like that, what Aaron's doing, he's kind of taking a flyer on someone that could be, you know, what if one of your guys gets hurt? You have no depth, you know? So, you know, I just a thought that I had of your comment about not making any moves this week, because there was a ton of wide receivers that we went over, Aaron. We went Landry, AJ Green, Sterling Shepard, Ayuk, all those guys that could have a big role. And it was something we went over with about, you know, who do you start, wide receiver or running back in your flex? And you only have three wide receivers. One of those guys goes down, and all of a sudden you only can start two. So,
yeah.
I mean, I put all those players in. My order of picking up was, I think I had Landry, Shepard, Ayuk, and then AJ Green. That was my order of receivers I wanted.
Yeah, I went with Landry and AJ Green. I didn't do it because I have Kittle, and we discussed that.
Yeah, I mean, I think Ayuk is good for a few weeks, but then once Debo Samuel's back, I don't think he's good, and that's not a high flying attack, so that's why they weren't. I think he's gonna be great this week, but I think that's his own. That's his highest game possible. I think AJ Green is as a possible. You can see I picked him up too. I saw that you bid on him too, so I was like, all right, I'm just gonna pick him up. I'm probably gonna have to drop somebody before this week because I have people coming off of injury reserve. So I don't know who I'm gonna drop.
Julio's got
so.
117 yards already. Why don't I check?
So what did I miss? What did I miss? What did you get? What was the summary of the transactions? Anything?
We just went over them.
What were the thoughts on me picking up Shepard?
We wanted to hear from you.
Oh, all right.
I mean, I don't think it's that bad. I don't know who you dropped and what, but I mean, he is their wide receiver one. So, like, you picked up a starting wide receiver. So,
I dropped Michael Gallup.
Yeah, who? And I was telling him, I think CeeDee Lamb's. I want to see if they try to get him involved with the short passing game because he's got such breakaway speed. But I feel like his value is kind of diminished with the back injury too.
Ah, shit.
I mean, everyone on Dallas is diminished. So.
Yeah.
All right, Dr. Dance's fantasy prognosis. Let's review last week, which I killed. So, going back, Davante Adams, I had predicted 130 yards, 2 touchdowns. I was pretty spot on. I mean, he got 196 yards and 2 touchdowns, but I predicted a big game for him, and he came through. This prediction you poo-pooed, and I was pretty spot on. I said Wentz was going to have 275, 3 passing touchdowns, and a rush touchdown. Same amount of points, pretty much. 359 yards passing, 2 passing touchdowns, and a rushing TD. It's pretty fucking good. So even you got to give me props for that.
Good job.
You were poo-pooing that whole thing.
Yeah, no, because you don't take hot takes. You take, like, the most obvious.
It's not obvious. I'm not saying that a player's going to do good or a player's going to do bad. I'm saying a player's going to do this, and I'm predicting what their stats are going to be. That's what I'm talking about. All right. So it's not just good or bad. It's how good they're going to do.
Gurley's back in the game, and they just flopped in the end zone, as usual.
Yeah. All right. So negative, I predicted Robert Woods was going to have 4 catches for 40 yards. I was pretty close. I said he got 3 catches for 22 yards. Pretty damn good. And then I predicted – Derrick Henry was only going to have 75 yards rushing. He did only have 75 yards rushing, but he had a touchdown. So a little off there.
You had exact yards right?
I had exact yards right, yes.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah. So you're concentrating on the fact that I'm saying who's going to be good and bad. I'm talking about what the actual stats that I'm predicting. That's what I am going off of. So my bonus was Drew Brees was going to have 295 yards passing and 3 touchdowns. He had 287 yards passing, 2 passing touchdowns, and a rushing touchdown. Still pretty fucking good. I'm going to toot my own horn with all this. So as far as this week, my positive ones, I think this is a coming out party for LaMichael Perine in New York. They're going up. Who are they playing? They're playing someone. Oh, the Chiefs. Chiefs running defense is not that good. I mean, the Jets are just – you know, out there for fun, trying to get people some fantasy stats. So I think P. Ryan's going to have 80 yards rushing and a touchdown. And as I had alluded to earlier, I think this is a big Brandon Ayuk week for San Francisco going against the flimsy Seattle defense. So I think 95 yards receiving and a touchdown. He has not had a bunch of yards and a touchdown yet this season. So I think he puts it all together for a big game this week. As far as negatives, Lamar Jackson's going up against the Steelers. We saw what happens when he went up against a stout defense before. So I think he has a really bad week, predicting only 120 yards passing, 30 yards rushing, and one rushing touchdown, which is, not, I mean, Lamar Jackson's floor is a lot higher than that. And then I'm predicting Stephon Diggs is going to get some shadow coverage from Stephon Gilmore. Diggs, if you look at his numbers, has been good. I mean, he's averaging probably 12 or 13 points a game. So I'm going to predict 3 receptions for 50 yards. And I'm going to give a little bonus one for our guest here. A little Giovanni Bernard. Whites, when you playing him this week?
Mixon's out. He's in my lineup. I think I'm going to sit Montgomery because I'm sick of watching the Bears.
Well, I think you should play Giovanni because I got some nice predictions for you there. 70 yards rushing, 1 rushing touchdown, 50 yards receiving is what I'm putting on tap for Giovanni.
I'll take it.
All right, cool.
What'd you guys say about the week? Anything?
We didn't talk about matchups this week.
Oh.
That's my favorite part of the podcast.
Oh, my gosh.
Let's do it. Clock, and we'll get a drink. Me and Weitzman will do it if it's bothering you.
Yeah, you guys, go ahead.
All right.
I think that's why people listen, because they want to know about their team. And
yeah. Well, Weitzman, you and me can do it, all right? Let's go week by week. We'll do our matchups last, all right?
Sure.
So we'll talk about – let's go Bassinger versus Myers. Thoughts?
See, they got nobody playing tonight.
Nope.
We got old man Dan. So he's got Brady against the Giants, which is a good matchup. All right, Cleveland. The only problem with that is the weather. Yeah, Jacobs also. Skimming through it because I don't want to go player by player.
Yeah, you gotta get an overall analysis with a couple things in there.
Now, Bassinger's team is hot right now, so.
Hey, Plotkin, can you mute yourself? There's a lot of background noise.
Yeah, I'll mute myself because there's a lot of background noise. Get in here. All right.
Oh, there we go. See? There we go. So you're picking Bassinger over Myers?
I'm taking Bassinger, unfortunately.
I'm going to go with Bassinger, too. I think that a lot of Myers players are underproducing. I said Josh Jacobs is not consistent. I'm not big on Cooper Kupp in the Rams offense. Juju is going against the Ravens, so I think Gronk's going to have a big game. Joe Burrow is looking like a stud.
So we got one win for the bosses division.
Oh yeah, that's right. This is an interdivision week. It's big. All right, Grant versus Fred.
Again, fortunately, it looks like Grant's going to pull out another one without even coaching his team.
Well, I don't know if either of these people are going to realize. Oh, no, Grant actually set a lineup because he took Aaron Jones out. But Fred played Zach Ertz last week. He might play Zach Ertz again. Fred, Zach Ertz is on injured reserve. You can take him out of your lineup and put in Hockenson. So Chris Godwin's also out. Like, I don't know if Fred's going to update his lineup. And Fred's quarterback is, you know, he's got one quarterback and it's not a good one. So, and Ezekiel is not putting up points. I think Grant's gonna win this one.
Well, I think if you guys do another special betting podcast, you should do it before Sunday, and you could let Fred know to change his lineup or help Fred during that podcast.
We don't offer up help if someone doesn't know how to change their lineup. That is on them, unfortunately.
All right, well, the bosses division is rooting for you, Fred. Please update your lineup.
Meetzel versus Plotkin.
I mean, Flocken has just been plugging in players and winning. So I gotta give it. I'm not even. I gotta give it to Flocken. His team's getting healthy again. If Williams was a great pick. If Jones is still out again, and I don't think Jones practiced again.
Moore got 0 points tonight.
I still, Flocken, you're still gonna win. I mean, you got two solid quarterbacks going against half a quarterback on Mitchell's team. I don't know what Mike Davis is doing now. Last check, there wasn't a whole lot of action for him. And he's got Robbie Anderson. I don't know how much he's done, but it wasn't a huge name for him either. So, and Tyler Lockett's going against the 49ers, so he's not going to be a huge game like he had, I think, last week or 2 weeks ago. So I think Lockett walks away with this one.
Yeah, good.
Then we got Turbin and Plant. Turbin and
Plant. Poor Turbin. He's been having a rough go the past couple weeks, huh?
Bad luck after bad luck.
Well, let's hope it keeps going.
But he does now have a starting running back in Chase Edmonds, who has looked like the better running back all season long. But he's not playing this week, so he's on bye.
And now he's got Hilaire, but now since they're playing the Jets, it might be a Le'Veon Bell type game. So if anybody has Bell in our
Mitchell does.
Yeah, it might be the week to play him.
Yeah, I'm going to lose to Mitchell this week.
I don't think so. I think Fiala walks away with this. Derrick Henry's a stud. Kareem Hunt is doing well as a lead running back. That's all it's needed to beat Turbin's team. So,
man, Fiala's got his quarterback and receiver on bye this week too. So
I don't think it won't matter.
All right, we'll take that. We'll take another Turbin loss.
All right, me going up against Rossett. I'll let you dissect that.
Let's see. So Mahomes is going to get a quick 20, 25 points, and then they're just going to run the ball out in that game. Let's see. The Bears, I don't know. They play so slow, so I don't know how many points Breeze is going to. He's going to have a floor game, maybe like 15 points. Freeman's not doing anything against Tampa Bay. That trade would have really helped Jeff if I looked at it this morning. Julio's got 16. Let's see. What is your team's just been yeah. I like your team, Aaron. I'm gonna go with your team.
Yeah, I don't even have Dalvin Cook in the lineup. Who's probably gonna play?
Yeah, he's supposed to play. So you got a good chance to win it this year.
We'll see. All right, and then you against Costa.
And the thing is Costa's going to beat me with his skills of picking off players off the waiver wire. I'm calling it now.
Who are you scared of? Danucci? Danucci?
Yeah, I think.
Linguini?
Gucci and Gucci? Gucci? Gucci.
I think that Pittsburgh-Baltimore game is going to be a sneaky high-scoring game.
Everybody, I don't think so.
It's going to be defense. I think they're going to go back and forth.
I don't think so. I mean, I think Kamara's going to probably have a big game because there's no one else on offense except for him.
I bet you Murray might have the game. They're going to beat us within the tackles.
Tyreek Hill is a – we'll see. If he doesn't get a bunch of catches at the beginning of the game, he won't score much because they'll take him out.
And I think Chris Godwin's out this week, so Scotty Miller is going to be the number two in Tampa.
That's true. It could be a close one.
Yeah.
It could be a close one, but
my quarterbacks are putting up a dud tonight, so he's in it.
No. My guy put up a dud.
Well, who's got – was Atlanta got the ball right now?
Ugh. Yeah, I think it was his fourth down. You guys brought up the Le'Veon Bell game. Both Mike Davis and Robbie Anderson have 15 points to my zero. And, yeah, and I'm not putting out a crappy lineup, so I'm predicting that I put out a respectable lineup.
You should have put out a crappy lineup then.
Should have. I still have time to change that.
I think Robert Woods has a good week this week. I think he's the clear number one there. They're not great at running the ball right now. I think Robert Woods has a good game. I think you squeak this one out.
I mean, the Rams, Henderson looked pretty good against us. He looked fast. He was in the holes pretty well too. We'll see. Doesn't matter in our league. Hopefully I'll win the million in daily this week. So then we can talk about that.
You hear about that guy that lost it because they had a stat change?
Yeah. That's and the guy that won it with Gurley falling in the end zone.
Huh.
The fellow Jew. I'm never in that position to
swear. Joe, you gonna have any breaking news soon?
Huh?
You gonna have any breaking news soon?
Yeah, Aaron and I talked about that a little bit on the car ride. We're working on it.
Woo!
Not good timing right now though. That's the
No, wait till this COVID thing's over so we can have a real bash party.
Yeah,
that's what I'm talking about.
But it's on the horizon. So Jeff's getting closer to winning that bet. 10 years in the making.
Nice. Yeah, I think I think he pretty much already won it.
They should have put that money in the market. It could have been worth a lot by now.
I think they would have lost a lot of the last couple days. Yeah. Joey, you're the big investment guy now, huh?
No, I just follow it, but never. I mean, I have funds, but I look if it when it goes up and down and look at companies, but not like Grant. I don't invest in individual stocks. Maybe I should start.
Yeah, you should check out this Stash app. You can start. It's like playing fantasy, daily fantasy with stocks.
Yeah, you probably have a better chance to win with the stocks.
Yeah, hey. Long run, long game.
Bridgewater's back in the game.
Yeah, I know, he's back.
Oh, all right. I'm behind.
Okay. No, it's Atlanta's ball now. They're going to figure out a way to lose it, though.
I don't know. Carolina's defense is so bad where they might not even get the ball back.
Joe, you need to share that a selfie with your beard and mullet with the
group. Yes. I need to share what?
A selfie with your beard and your mullet with the group.
Well, I think it's time we're all since we can't do the hangout, we're due for at least like a
Zoom?
A Zoom session or something.
All I wanna zoom is zoom, zoom, zoom.
Zoom, zoom, and a boom, boom. Just shake the room.
Even though, what is the weather going to be like this Sunday? Is it impromptu, maybe? No, too cold. 37. No,
it's gonna be freezing Sunday. Saturday's a good day, but Sunday's not.
Well, it's 58 next Saturday, so maybe next Sunday will be.
It's a cruel world. This is like the first time in years where it's actually going to be nice and sunny on Halloween, and we're in the middle of a pandemic. So,
I think the last time I saw any of you was Mietel's daughter's birthday.
Wow.
It's almost a year ago.
Why didn't you come to the park hangout? Did you not get the Anani invite?
The who?
It was dad's only.
Oh, dad's, that's right.
The parking? You went mini golfing?
No, we met at some park in Chicago. That's the last time I saw everyone. Even then, the cases are so much worse now, and we're talking about trying to get together again.
Because, people can't stop living their lives.
Yeah, well, France and Germany are going back down to lockdown?
Oh, we'll be on lockdown.
As soon as Biden wins?
Yeah. If Biden wins on Tuesday, we'll be on lockdown in a week.
No, that's not true. Because if Biden wins, it's not going to be official for a while because there's so many mail-in ballots. And then.
Oh, shit, that's right.
Yeah, he doesn't take over until January.
That's right. Sorry, January 1. You're right.
You guys vote already?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Votes in.
You better vote, man. You're in a blocking.
I voted. We're voting. Our vote's in.
You're in an important state there. Yeah. Our votes, you know, every vote matters, obviously, but our votes don't matter that much because we already know which way Illinois is going. Same way it goes every year.
They don't even wear the face mask anywhere, do they, Brian?
What's that?
They don't even wear the face mask in your state, do they?
In Madison, they have been. They mandated it pretty early here. And they've been pretty good about it here.
All the scummy little cities?
Milwaukee's really bad. I mean, we're bad, but I mean, as far as our Dane County's bad, and Green Bay is pretty bad.
It's like a war zone in my gym. I got my mask. I got my face shield. It's not fun.
Imagine how Aaron feels.
Say what?
Imagine how Aaron feels.
Yeah.
Well, used to it.
Aaron, you know, Aaron knows what he's getting into. Like, I'm not choosing, or I guess I am choosing, but, you know, I can't make a rule where these people have to keep their mask on.
How many people are coming to work out?
I mean, we're definitely not like it used to be, but getting about 150 check-ins a day.
Oh, well. I got two more
don't give a shit. That's the problem.
I got two more Lift 4 workouts.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I got trainers that are out with COVID right now.
That's crazy.
And I've got about 10 members that I know of that are all out with it. So it's spreading in my gym.
Yeah.
I've been tested twice already in the past week and a half.
This is the world we live in.
It's not ending anytime soon.
No, it's not.
Fucking Atlanta. They're going to run the clock out. This is pathetic.
All right. I got to call it.
All right. Good.
All right. You guys have a good night.
Later, guys.
Yeah.
You spend time with your family?
Sure, I do.
Good. Because a man who doesn't spend time with his family can never be a real man.